You're a white screen. You know that?
Pause. Okay, next episode.
What's up, guys?
I'm Victor. Gotta do that, like the typical. Like,
why would you interrupt?
Well, yeah, wait, are we starting?
It's like a typical.
No, we've been started.
Wait, really?
Yep. No. Oh, welcome to the podcast, guys. See how easy that is? Yeah, episode 1.
Episode 1.
It's already done. Episode 1.
What? The beginning of the journey. All right, so we're all gonna introduce ourselves.
We're trying to get rich.
Guys, this is episode 100, actually.
Yeah, welcome. You made it this far.
Not bad.
Mommy, I made it.
Mama Sweat just sits on the floor. Everybody else is on the couch.
Buddy.
So, we should probably introduce ourselves.
No, I don't care.
All right. The guy who doesn't care is Sweat.
Yo, Sade.
He is 4'8".
I'm a little elf.
He's 1'12".
He's rounding up.
I wish that's an exaggeration, but it's not.
It's a huge exaggeration.
He's actually 5'1".
I'm like 6 feet tall.
Okay.
What does it say on your license?
5'1".
What does it say? Are you like 5'9 or 6?
I'm actually 5'11".
5'11"?
5'11".
That's what mine says too.
Mine says
5'8". That's a lie, bro. No, my license says 5'11". Yeah,
it's a lie, but it says it on my license.
Yeah,
apparently on my license, I'm 5'6".
Really?
Boy's legit.
I'm 5'8 on mine.
You 5'8"?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Because they asked me, they didn't measure me.
Oh, he asked me. I was like, I think I'm like 5'9". He's like, okay, just step back on the screen. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, they pulled down the curtain.
5'11". I was like, oh, I guess I grew 2 inches or something last time I looked in the mirror.
I was thinking about 5'8", but you know.
I would have said I'm 5'8", you know.
Sway can't even reach the top of the refrigerator.
Yeah,
I have to jump.
He needs to get a stool to reach the cookie jar. Yeah,
special step ladders, like, you know, the ones I have for dogs when they get on the bed.
My mom was talking about that.
It's okay. Hendrick had a backpack, but it was actually like a leash.
Let me explain what it was. It was, at first I had a harness. It was a harness. Like, I swear to God, it looked like I was gonna go like rock climbing or something. But I'm like, I don't want this shit because this shit seems like I'm some type of dog. But I was like, I got you. He got me a book bag that had like a buckle in the front.
Uh huh. The skateboard ones?
No. It was a monkey. I'm like, oh, some monkey. Oh. That's like me. I put it on. The thing is, the monkey's tail was a leash. So every time I go, I'm like, here's my book bag. Put the shit on. Like, really, like, no joke.
Oh, my God.
When you saw the bag, you're like, that's me? That's not me?
Not like the... Okay, look.
He looked at the bag. He was like, that's me. That's me. That's my soul.
And I saw me?
I looked at the monkey, and I saw myself.
I thought I could climb, but I couldn't. One time at the airport, we're jumping off my grandparents. I ran away real quick, and my dad's like, nah, he's not getting away. He stepped on top of the monkey leash. It was like one of those, like, type of... Like,
he gets pulled back.
And he's like, wasted.
I said Spider-Man couldn't even catch me.
Water monkey on the loose.
Monkey on the loose.
Wet back monkey.
We have one wet back monkey on the loose.
No.
Oh, by the way, most of us are Hispanic.
Oh, yeah, we're all Hispanic, actually.
We have 3 Guatemalans and 2 Hondureños, catrachos.
And 2 of the Guatemalans are half Colombian.
Where does wet back come from?
The wet back
Mexican,
because
they're working in the fields and their back sweats.
But really?
Whose back doesn't?
Wow.
My back doesn't.
I didn't know that. Really? Wow, to be real. No, I didn't know that.
What you thought? Because they got wet in the ocean?
Yeah, I thought because when they were on the way back.
Like, that's Cubans.
I mean the river? Rio Grande?
No, bro. I thought it was because like they would swim here. Like they would swim across the Gulf of Mexico. I thought they were wet backs. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's because they work in the fields.
All right, guys. We have to really introduce ourselves. I'm Raul.
We don't want to do
I'm a freshman in college. I go to the prestigious and outstanding University of Broward College.
University of Broward College. Sade. I come from South Pole.
I'm Victor. I'm his brother.
Older brother.
Brag about it.
That's my nigga.
And then we have Hendrick Medina, the idiot of the group.
Wow, man.
He makes us laugh.
Man, that hurts a lot, dude.
Yeah. Does it hurt?
Yeah.
Good, it hurts. I'm glad it hurts. Ah, stop. Then we have the famous and worldly known Convoy in the flesh.
Yeah, our special guest tonight is Convoy.
Yes,
Convoy.
That's me.
Buy his album.
Buy his album.
iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, yeah. Google Plus. I'm sure you can find it in the record store somewhere. But yeah, somewhere there. Convoy.
Convoy with you.
And in memory of Will.
In memory of Will, yes. Yeah. Shout out to my boy Will.
Will.
He's at the ice cream shop right now. Scooping ice cream.
Yeah. How long do you think he'll last in the ice cream shop?
No, he's not gonna last. I don't think he's gonna last long.
Didn't Victor say that he quit?
Yeah, he quit the firehouse lives.
And now he got a job at an ice cream place.
But I mean, like, it's chill. I just the firehouse lives like
right behind Carl's and Beverly's?
Yeah. And he works in the same plaza.
Why'd he quit firehouse lives?
Because
they pay, right?
He gets paid the same at both jobs, but in the ice cream place he gets a little bit of tip. So he's like, fuck it, I might as well.
And he doesn't do shit.
We went there, we were like the only people there.
For like an hour.
Did he have both at the same time?
No.
He worked at one.
And he just quit.
And then they called him up, and the interview went good, so he quit the other place.
Yeah. Like, he worked at Firehouse Sub for a day, but then, like, he was like, oh, because he doesn't want a job where he repeats things, right?
I don't know.
Or was that you?
That was me. I don't like jobs with routines.
Well, yeah, no, he was like, oh, because he gets the same pay, like, 8-something, but at the ice cream place, he gets...
And the only thing he regrets about leaving Firehouse Sub is that on his first day, they gave him a shirt.
His first and only day.
His first and only day, they gave him a shirt. So he put it on, right? And he took off his other shirt. And then when he left, he forgot his shirt.
You can't just walk in there and be like, yo, can I get my shirt back? Even though I quit after a day.
What kind of shirt was it? I don't know. But it must have been a nice shirt. Or not a nice shirt.
It was probably a black tee.
Yeah, probably.
Knowing him, yeah.
Today he was swagging out. He had like flannel buttoned up all the way to the top.
He was trying to impress the girl he works with.
And the girl...
Racist.
We're talking about life's baby girl, Alexa.
They're watching Disney Channel in the coffee shop. In the ice cream shop.
Where she's legit?
No, she's older.
No, she's
I think she's older.
She's legit.
Isn't she like...
She's not even that old.
She's like 20-something, right? Yeah, she's not that old to be older. She was...
I didn't say she was. I'm just saying Will pulling up with the set.
You're 20 and you're waking out of ice cream.
Life looked like he was trying to pull up. He's like, oh, buy my album.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some money.
I'm promoting myself.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So,
I don't know,
so
you don't know me.
You know me.
So, that's how was school?
School was wonderful. I learned about a lot of things.
I learned about mathematics and English and history.
I was supposed to go today, but I didn't go.
You had class today?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, why didn't we start this earlier?
Huh?
Why didn't we start this earlier?
I told you, I was going to slide through.
3:30?
At like 3:30, but Josue wasn't home from school yet.
And
I had to go pick him up.
What time was your class?
From PK. What time was my class?
You went to PK.
Everybody just cut
I had milks day. And cookies, okay, guys?
I had graham crackers.
3:30?
I had nap time.
And you didn't go to class at 3:30?
Hmm?
You went to class, right? Why not?
I don't have my car.
Oh, yeah.
You're a night rider?
And I had the podcast stuff with me. I'm gonna take the bus with like $500 equipment on me. My mom dropped me off at Josue's. I was thinking that Josue was gonna take me to school.
I wasn't even home.
But no, boy, I wasn't even home. I was out with Netflix and chill.
Yeah, I was Netflix and chill.
Like, I told Victor this over the phone.
You did, right?
I'm like, I'm supposed to be at school, but I'm not going.
I don't remember this.
You could ask us, but I would give you a ride.
Look, listen.
You said you weren't home.
That's exactly what
I wasn't, and then I got home. But I got home. What time was your class?
3:30.
Okay, no, I wasn't home.
Look, guys, look at that. Look, listen. Listen, guys.
Listen. Linda.
Listen. Honey, listen.
Linda was his mother?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Why was he tell
he calls his mom by his first name, Linda. Yeah, Linda.
That's why
the thing was supposed
if
to be
if my mom ever found me saying her first name, she would be...
What?
La chancla.
La
chancleta.
No, you know what
it's
mom
la chancleta.
La chancla.
Chancla is for Colombian, chancleta is Guatemalan.
Look, listen.
Yeah. Caite is like inner Guatemalan.
I don't know, it's faja, like cable. What? <Tio. laughs>
Somehow it was a piano involved.
piano involved.
There was a piano.
I got hit with an extension cord.
So I don't have a piano anymore.
I've been hit with everything.
What's
everything imaginable.
What's the worst thing you ever gotten hit with besides a piano?
Yeah, I hit my own car. I don't get hit by cars.
Apparently, I'm the idiot.
A gnome.
A gnome?
You've been hit by... Nah,
that I'll shit's sharp at the top, you know that.
Wait. You met a gnome?
I'm right here.
What's up, man?
Are your mom threw a gnome at you? Or?
Yeah.
I'm gnome.
Why would she throw a gnome at you?
Because it's the quickest thing you find.
Yeah, the first thing you have in your hand. My phone.
You would throw your phone.
I did. Remember at Southport, I threw my phone at you. I missed, and it almost fell in the water.
Bro, you're an idiot.
Yeah, look. It was an idiot move.
Look, listen.
Okay, why did you throw a piano at you?
I was grounded.
Right. About it.
And then...
I started running.
In the backyard. my mom was cleaning, and I was getting on her nerves trying to go outside. And then she's like, just be quiet, go inside. And there was a piano in the back, because we used to play piano in the back. And I was just running around, and she got mad, just threw it, tried to throw it at me.
She threw a piano?
Wait. Yeah. Was it a piano or a keyboard? Because I'm feeling it was a keyboard.
Keyboard. There's a difference between a keyboard and a piano.
A keyboard is just a keyboard, and then the piano is the whole...
What difference is your mom saying? The other one is the Hulk is throwing something at you. That's the difference.
Yeah. Well, she was the Hulk at that time.
Smash.
Go to the back.
Oh my god.
The piano.
I'm a rest. Yeah,
perfectly good keyboard. Probably ruined.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey man, I like that. My mom used to throw everything. No, my mom. My dad made me.
Does anyone know how to play the keyboard?
Nope.
No. Yeah, I'm learning.
You're learning?
Somewhat.
Oh yeah, you have music classes.
Yeah. Oh, so we're doing the piano.
You choose instruments, or they just tell you what you're choosing?
No, because since the piano has a range of 88, I think, notes,
mm-hmm.
or octaves and all that shit, so you basically just learn the notes on the keyboard.
Look, the only thing I know how to play...
Is it this?
No!
I know how to play my Xbox.
I can say that.
I don't even know how to play Xbox.
Okay. I used to play the French one. It's hard as fuck. Hardest instrument. It was the hardest instrument.
What?
The French horn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Why?
Because one, you don't have to press the buttons to make notes. You do it all with your mouth.
So politically right.
So if you fuck up, look, just a little bit, just a little millimeter of open space, you fuck up the note.
Dang, that boy left it out.
Oh yeah, because you hold that shit.
It's like this.
When I was in elementary,
you put your hand in the hole, the bell.
In elementary, we only knew how to play the recorder, like in music class. You know, like the electives. No, it was a recorder. They made it explicitly clear that a flute is not a recorder.
Wing
it. I don't know the way you hold it to make. I don't know. They're basically the same.
So clarinet.
See, the thing is, Victor went to a nice school, man. Victor went to a nice, you know, privileged school.
I went to Nova.
It's Nova Blanche Elementary. I went to that was a nice school.
I went to Nova Eisenhower.
There's two elementaries. There's Nova Blanche and Nova Eisenhower.
So what does Blanche mean?
What's the difference between them?
I don't know. Actually,
because Ely is also Blanche.
Yeah. No.
Is it like a cult?
I don't know. It's just Nova has two elementary schools. I understand. They have two elementary schools.
It was called Nova Blanche Foreman and then Nova Eisenhower Elementary.
Yeah.
It's named after the person who founded them.
Yeah.
Who founded the city of Davie.
President Eisenhower founded Nova Eisenhower Elementary.
So, Mr. Eisenhower decided one day...
So, where does Nova come from?
Like, I'm going to make a school.
Nova is... I have no idea.
Isn't that, like, a sun? Like... Part like is it, a stage in the sun when it goes.
No, I think
Nova.
It's named. It was named after somebody. That's why. By the way, Victor went to a nice school. Right?
If there's two Novas, then it's a branch, right?
It's just that's it.
Okay. I don't know.
They had two elementary schools, a middle school, a high school, and then Nova Southeast.
Yeah, University. After the fifth graders go on to the next level for both schools, they all end up in Nova Middle.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Either
why
way, it's the same middle school.
Yeah.
I guess so. Like, you know, the students have more hands on.
That's actually how me and Hendrick met. We met in sixth grade. Sixth period of sixth grade. Remember, Miss Corona?
Bro, we rode the bus the whole year. We didn't know.
We didn't know we rode the whole bus.
We used to live the whole
year. We didn't know that we rode the bus.
Our parents knew each other, though, since we were jits. No, we used to live in the same neighborhood. Happen. Right across from Nova. But then we moved. And then we moved at the same time. And we moved into the same
neighborhood. No, we moved first.
Yeah, you guys moved before us.
Oh, really? We moved first.
They didn't follow us.
And then they came to the same neighborhood as well. So like as jits, but we didn't know each other. It was our.
And then like literally one time I was on the bus and I'm like, bro, this was maybe last semester. I mean last quarter of like middle school. And I'm like, what's your sixth period? I have this lady Miss Cardona, bro. I'm in that shit too. We come back the next day, sixth period, bro. You ride my bus.
You ride my bus too,
bro. That shit was hilarious.
And then that's how the friendship started.
The thing is, it was different though, because I had an older sister, so I always sat with my sister.
Yeah, he always sat in the back, and I would just sit in front with Calvin. I sat with Calvin, Lawrence, and Krista, I think, in the front.
And then Calvin started moving towards the back.
Yeah, Calvin became Calvin. You know how he is.
Yeah.
And then at the end of sixth grade, it's the end of the sixth grade field trip. We went to Disney or something. And we needed a bus partner.
Islands of Adventure.
The
buddy system. So we needed a bus partner. So, I don't know. Since we already were bus partners, technically, we already rode the bus. We decided, and since we live right here, my mom was going to pick him up. So I was telling her, oh, Mom, we need to pick up my friend that lives down the street here. And she's like, oh, you mean Hendrik? Oh, I know him. I'm like, what? Yeah, I know his dad. We go back way back. He helped us out with whatever. And apparently that's how we found out that we knew each other before.
So it was Destiny. You know how like every like superhero origin stories, they actually met before they became a group?
Yeah, we're not superheroes, though.
We're superheroes, man. We're superior to somebody.
So I'm back to the lightning thing. If I get hit with lightning, would I become a superhero?
We were talking about since this like 5 hours ago. No, we, I know, Swear, we're driving. Before we started the podcast. Like 3 hours before, we went to go eat some Chipotle sponsorship. We went to go eat at Chipotle, and we were driving in my Honda sponsorship. And then, it was raining outside because we live in Florida.
Sponsorship.
But we were driving, and it was raining, and it was like there's a lot of lightning. And Osway comes up, he's like, "Yo, if I get struck by lightning, do I get superpowers?"
No, nigga, you die, bro. And,
but he told me that you would...
No.
Likely survive that.
Yeah. No. The thing is that if you get struck... The theory is if you get struck by lightning, you're more likely to get struck by lightning again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if you get struck once, you're more likely to get struck again than somebody else who's never been struck.
But you'll become a superhero before you get
and
again.
Every time you get struck by lightning, your electricity, like, I don't know how it's what it's called, like... But the ability, you know how like when you rub your feet against like a rug,
the tolerance, soft,
static, kind of like get more tolerance. Static. After you get shocked, you have more static. I'm assuming
the electrons energy. In your molecular body just
electrons and stuff. You know, whoever's
neutrons,
no that shit. But anyways, yeah. So I told Osway that every time you get struck, it becomes more and more like I don't know, strong. I guess.
So he has more like more like more tolerance.
Yeah, more tolerance. I guess.
Because you said that.
So I'll be stronger. You show a static shock.
Static shock, yeah, you just have to pick up a trash can and ride
DC,
it.
DC sponsorship. But I overheard this in the car, and I read somewhere that, like, people who get struck by lightning and live, the scar that they get struck by turns into, like, a lightning bolt style.
Dang, Harry
Potter. a lightning shape.
So I will become Bolt at that time.
Look, I pulled up a picture.
The runner.
Like, where they got struck,
it
branches out.
Oh, that looks like a tree.
Basically. It looks like a tree, but it also looks like lightning strikes.
Oh, snap. That's
so it's
legit.
Like a permanent tattoo for life.
Okay, so yeah, when you get struck.
It's a scar.
When you get struck.
Wherever like, you get struck.
It shows like, I don't know, like veiny looking things running across all
so
the place.
So how likely would it be to get struck by lightning?
A lot, depending on where you are. Like if you're in an open field, that's why they say you have to get near a tree. You can't be if it's raining, don't be in an open field because you're like you're like the tallest thing on the field. You're more likely to get
struck.
For
me.
As long as it's the grass, you don't have to worry about that. Wait, squirrel's gonna get shot before him.
I'm about to look up. I read somewhere that lightning comes from the ground up. Like, I know the electrons build up from the sky, but they shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's how it works. It comes from the ground. Because it gets spot. That's why, like, it's from the ground. And because humans are naturally, like, drawn to electricity. The electrons in our body. That's why we're more likely to get shocked than trees of our height. You have to get things that are taller.
You can actually predict if you can get struck by lightning.
Yeah, there's a certain math to it. Like there's certain like equations and stuff.
No. Like when when it's about to happen. Like if you walk outside, if your hairs are standing up a little bit, then you better clear it.
You better run for cover. Clear it.
That happened to me, but I never got struck by lightning.
You messed up, Osway. You could have been a superhero.
Wait, has anyone actually seen, like...
lightning strike close as hell?
Yeah, like a strike. Like,
yeah, I saw it, like, 10 feet away. I was driving. It blinds you a little bit. No, for real. It blinds you for a second. If you're staring at it, I was driving with my homeboy, and it was raining hard.
Which homeboy?
Jelani.
But wouldn't you think that God is taking selfies?
This nigga, shut up.
Bro, shut up, man.
It hits the ground. It's like... The brightness isn't even, like, in the sky or, like, above it. No, it's, like, where it hits the ground is where it's brightest.
Too strong.
So, like, when it hits the ground, it just, like, it's a big flash. And it's not, like, a light where it shines out. It's just wherever you, like,
it's like an orb, like a big-ass orb.
Yeah, it's an orb, and it blinds you. It's like looking at the sun for, like, a few seconds.
You can't hear anything. You just hear the thunder after.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, you hear it right after because it hits right in front of you, so it's at the same time. You hear like a loud ass flash, but you see the flash. Like you know, you see the flash before you hear it. It's weird.
Sponsorship DC.
Yeah, that's faster than song.
Yeah, sponsorship Weather Channel.
You're all just everywhere.
Sponsorship Pink Dolphin.
Look at this. Can I shave your beard?
No, you're not gonna shave my beard.
Why not?
Because nobody can shave my beard.
Raul has the thickest beard.
No, it's not. It's not that thick.
Okay, well, he has a big beard before his age.
It's the baby.
It surprised us.
A lumberjack. That's baby lumberjack.
Why. You want to make a bet? If the Dolphins lose, I have to cut your hair.
Clean shave? No. Yeah. Never going to happen.
Why not?
Never going to happen in my life.
It's like in the beginner stage of like a Spartan
beard. I used to always like have a beard fantasy. For my age. No, for my age, I've always had a beard. And then like,
so you were
when I went into
the mic. Wait, look at the mic.
I'm just talking about
it. You felt grown when you were a kid.
Yeah, no, cause, and then I joined ROTC, and then, you know, you have to like shave your beard for that because you're like in the military. I was in the Navy one. And then they always made me shave my beard, but I hated it because I always thought like, oh man, like, everybody knew like I can grow a beard more than everybody else. So I have a baby face.
So it's hella work.
It's
hella work to shave.
Yeah, it's a lot of work actually. No, yet. Hendrick doesn't know because he doesn't grow a beard like me. it's hard to shave. Like clean? It takes a lot.
That's not, you're just lazy, bro.
No, I don't want to shave it because I look like a baby with it. But yeah, for two straight years. I look more like a man.
When was the last time you had a clean shave?
Last day of ROTC where I had to shave.
That's true, actually.
Which is 100% true. 11th grade, so it was 2 years ago. No, last May. No, that was 11. Was that 11?
That was 12.
Weren't you but went to the...
No, like last year, like 2014 April was when I had shaved. Yeah, well, that was the last time I had to shave my beard for ROTC. And that was the last time I ever clean shaved. I've never clean shaved since that day. I've only trimmed it up, shaved it up and everything. But I've never clean shaved again. So it's been a year and like, I want to say 6 months, close to.
So how long do you think your beard would be if you don't touch it at all?
This is like where it is right now. This is a month. A month and like 2 weeks. Yeah, a month and 2 weeks.
It is.
Yeah, I can't grow that fast.
No, but it's funny because after like 3 weeks, it stops growing as much. Like, it doesn't grow anymore. It takes longer to grow after 3 weeks. For the first 3 weeks, it grows a little faster.
Do you shampoo and condition it?
Yeah, I don't shampoo and condition it. I did it one time. I out of all the, like, time I've had a beard, I've never shampooed and conditioned it.
There's people that do that. What? They actually shampoo, like...
It feels good.
They have a separate shampoo.
It feels good to shampoo.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
That's why
it's, like, really nappy. Fuck. My shit's really nappy. My beard's really nappy because I don't shampoo and condition it or anything.
How long do you think before you get tired of it?
I get tired of the beard?
Yeah.
Will you ever?
If I ever look older. I'm actually getting a little tired of it as of like, I sort of want to shave it all off just to feel the clean face again.
Will you consider shaving a complete clean shave for No Shave November?
Nope.
So you shave your bag. You start
shave
off
clean shave. Shave my bag, fuck you.
But then you just let it grow out again.
No, because the thing is, I have a baby face. Like, if a day ever comes where I start looking more, like, I look more older with my face.
Which is never.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's not.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you get age.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
You're already 18 and you still look like you're 15 years old, bro.
Fuck you,
nigga. I swear to God.
You should wait till you're 25 and see what happens.
Your face. Everybody tells me always have that boyish face. I'm like. You know that, right?
No, I'm
you always
nine,
have that boyish
20, face. I'm only 20.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, either way, man, I don't know. I have a baby face, so I don't like.
Bro, you know what sucks so bad? Like, you have a thick head of hair. Imagine you go bald when you get older.
That's actually one of my biggest fears. I'd rather die young than fucking go bald. No, I don't want to.
You know how much you're going to shave on save on shampoo?
Well, why can't we get bald? Like.
I don't want to
if you get bald.
My case head of bald? Is really weird. Like, if you guys ever saw me, like, with really short hair, it looks really weird. My thing's like an egg.
You never
should be because of the shape of your head, yeah.
Huh?
Because of the shape of your head.
The shape of my head is weird. That's why.
That's why you grow hair. That's
why my long hair like this is better than like my shorter one because at least this one looks normal-ish. Like my head shape size is different.
So you wouldn't shave your head if you go out bald?
If I was going bald, yes.
Yeah, I'll shave it off.
I'd probably shave it off. No joke, because it'd be embarrassing. Like if I had like
his head's not weirdly shaped.
If I had that,
he just thinks it's that way.
Hmm.
Your head's not weirdly shaped.
I think that
not as much as you think it is. Not as my fucking egg ass head.
You're right. No, but the thing is, my head is huge. That's why it looks worse than it actually is. My head's huge.
On snapbacks?
My snapbacks. Most people, you know, you can you like touch the ends together. Mine's you have two spots left on a snapback. two little buttons. That's all I have left.
No, my head I have to put all the way to the
beginning. You have to cross.
Yeah, no.
the lashes have to cross.
Yeah, the lashes have to cross for all sweat. Me, mine is literally two. And that's like tighter. If I have one, it's like it's fine for my shape. My head size.
I think I have mine on three.
Because you have too much head hair. No, I do it backwards. I have to put it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to cross the
thing. I go two in.
You have to cross it.
Put like the whole thing.
I can't wear a snapback. It feels like that for me. I don't know why. I feel like it would look weird.
I don't like the snapbacks with like
the arch will get like skinnier.
Yeah, my arch is a little skinnier.
Like his arch is like hella together.
It's like a church arch belt thing.
It looks better when it's forward.
Yeah.
Well, not really, because the back messed up.
But which one?
The hat.
When they cross, like the whole thing?
I would just like not wear a hat.
I wear bucket hats.
I could never wear a hat.
I don't like bucket hats.
The thing is, I don't like most snapbacks because they have a fat forehead thing.
Oh, fitted hat.
The fat top for snapbacks, you know, like some of them are really like.
They have like a billboard top.
The crown? The crown of it.
I like the big crown.
I hate big crowns. I like five panels better because like they're smaller.
Yeah.
I feel like five panels is too small for your head.
For my head, personally, yeah.
Yeah, it is, bro. It fits like a yarmulke thing.
No, see, five panels fit like normal hats. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like a baseball cap type? Mm-hmm. That's like a five panel cap. No, because baseball caps are too small for my head.
All right, then get one like a...
Get a fitted.
Get like a 15 and a half. My fitted, I think I'm like 8 3/4.
I'm 7 3/4.
No.
I don't know.
No, you're smaller than
me. Tell me.
I'm probably
3/8.
What's your size again?
No, 5/8, actually.
Wait, what?
7 and
5/8. You're like 7...
Something. And like 1/16.
Yeah.
9 3/4.
I'm -1.
Harry Potter.
I don't even wear hats.
But they have snapback baseball caps.
They do?
Yeah. They look fresh as fuck.
Yeah, with the bill cap? Baseball bat.
It's snapback baseball cap.
So is it more like a baseball cap?
No, okay. It's snapbacks distributed by the MLB.
Yeah, it's because look, it's like it fits a snapback, but when you want to put it on forward, it sits a little like lower than just being.
And it has a snapback?
It has a.
Or it,
that's what makes it a snapback.
I think that podcast is gone. It's done.
How long has it been?
Wow. You can't look into the podcast, guys. That's too meta.
better the podcast rules. Rules. Oh, man. Should we stop it?
Yeah.
What is that? 27? Oh, it's 27 already. Dang.
Yeah, time goes fast when you do it.
It was a little slow for me.
Make it at 30. Actually, no, but we fucked up already, though.
What do you mean? Now we took it, huh? Keep going.
This is our first podcast. No, whatever.
Whatever.
Guys, we're doing a podcast. No, no. We're breaking the fourth wall.
No shit.
Look directly into the mic.
Anything else you guys want to talk about?
Alright,
Pink Dolphin, hit us up, man.
Let's wait for the next podcast.
I'm out willing to do sponsorships.
Boy. Hit us up. The Hispanic boys.
I've always wondered how sponsorships work. Like, I know how they work for the person. Yeah, do they call us? Like, do they contact us for that? I've always wanted to see behind the scenes of like that.
Yeah, because do you call them or do they call you? That's all.
My people sure they contact you.
A whole bunch of people.
They contact you.
Yeah,
you to sponsor them.
Because artistic creation, I think you have to write an essay for that. Really? Why you think they should sponsor us? And give them reasons why.
I'm a real ass nigga.
What, reason one, please. Reason two, pretty please.
I think you gotta show them a catalog. It's like a resume type thing for them. I don't know.
Chipotle, I mentioned you in my first podcast.
That moment they don't listen.
Free Chipotle for life.
Free Chipotle, please.
Hashtag sponsorship. Just hit us up on Twitter and stuff.
That moment you didn't say anything. You just said hashtag, but you didn't say the Twitter. You didn't say the Twitter link. Does anybody have a Twitter?
I have a Twitter, but I never use it. Yeah, same thing. I had a Twitter. And I think it because Hendrick was being dumb and wanted me to make
it. I should probably get into it more.
That wasn't me.
You were making... Yes, we were.
I didn't make a Twitter.
You were drunk with me.
I was not.
Follow us.
I didn't make a Twitter. I didn't make a Twitter.
Yeah, you did. You don't remember? You were like, that boy, Yai. That's my Twitter name, that boy, Yai.
I didn't really Twitter make it. I was joking around.
Is that
Y? Y-A-Y-I.
Yayo.
Yai.
No, Yayo.
That's a story for another day.
Ski to be continued. That was the Drake and Josh.
Better exit.
Glad I exit, boy.
All right. Hit us up on the next podcast.
Yep.
All right, guys. Take care.